Hello?
Hello, Mr. Foster?
Yeah.
This is Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Yeah.
And I just needed to let you know that you've got a new mailman. He's going to be starting on Monday, and he's handicapped.
Can I ask you a question?
Okay.
Why are you calling at 12:30 at night to tell me something about a new mailman?
Well, we tried to call earlier and he didn't answer, so...
I don't give a damn. It's 12:30 at night.
Well, you asked for a reason. Why do you not give a damn? Why'd you ask for the reason if you don't give a damn?
No, because who calls at 12:30 at night?
The Homeowners Association. This is Roy. I already told you that.
What's your last name?
Gerbel. I work for Bob.
And you're calling at 12:30 at night?
Yeah, I need to let you know something about the mailman.
What, that we got a new mailman starting next week?
Well, no, it's more important than that. The mailman is actually disabled, and you're going to need to install a wheelchair ramp on your property to accommodate his disability.
What?
You know, for the Disabilities Act of 2004?
No. Who the hell? What are you talking about? A mailman?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? He doesn't even come to my house.
I know, but he's disabled. What if he has to come up and...
I don't give a damn. Who the hell are you?
Listen, he's a veteran, sir, so you should give a damn.
I could give a grat's ass.
But he fought for your country. He fought for your freedom.
No. Yeah.
Yes.
So, you're Roy who?
Gerbel.
Okay, hold on. I like to take down how to spell your last name.
So what, you don't like the
no,
troops?
No, no, no.
You don't support the troops?
Go screw yourself.
Cactus.
You blowing smoke up my ass, butter. What's going on here?
Cactus.
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 You've got to be crapping on my balls.
Cactus.
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 At 12 o'clock midnight, fuck you!
Cactus!
Cactus this cocksucker.
How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus!
Hey everybody, you're listening to the Snowplow Show for November 21st, 2016. Today's episode is sponsored by Nicholas W. Thank you, Nicholas, for being a supporter of the show. If the FBI happens to bust in the middle of me recording today, that's going to be completely Nicholas's fault. That's what everyone gets for sponsoring my show. I get to blame them for everything. Nicholas is the official fall guy of today's episode. I've got a few updates for today's episode. The first one would be this clip that was sent to me by Katie Baker. And this is a clip that references Crazy Talk. You know, the phrase crazy talk, which I apparently invented. But Katie, she couldn't handle me having that, so she's taking it away from me. So here's a clip from The Simpsons. I have no idea how old this one is, but it looks kind of old. This is from YouTube.
If you want to see your future, throw a treasured personal item into the fire.
Okay.
Not a firecracker.
Hey, I bought it from a guy on your reservation.
That's crazy talk.
No, it's true.
No, I know. That's my brother, Crazy Talk. We're all a little worried about him. Now, look into the
flame. There it is. So thanks, Katie Baker. I thought after the last episode with that voicemail, I could just fool you all into thinking that I invented the phrase, crazy talk. But no, it's from The Simpsons, apparently. That's where I stole it from. I also got an email from Ghost Rappy, McRapper Ghost. Regarding the whole FBI raid thing, if you don't remember from the last episode, I was raided by the FBI, and I will most likely be charged with some sort of computer hacker charge eventually when they finish combing through my hard drives. But Ghost Rappy, he says, I talked to God, and he told me no charges will be filed. He says that the FBI likes you and knows that you're a good guy. So thank you, Rappy. That's good news to hear. I was kind of worried up until this point, but Ghost Rappy says it's going to be fine. He's a close personal friend of God's, and, you know, he has a direct line and all that stuff. I don't really have any updates about the whole FBI thing. I've just been kind of shopping around for an attorney all week. I think I found a good one, and I guess we'll find out for sure when I end up in prison or not. I am now off of the Windows Vista machine. I've purchased a new computer off of Craigslist, because that's always a completely non-sketchy place to go for your computer equipment needs. And I've relocated the PLA Situation Room into the tunnels that I recently discovered under my apartment. So next time they come, they won't be able to find my new stuff. It's all going to be hidden in the tunnels. And I've soundproofed the new PLA situation room here in the tunnels under my house. I've soundproofed it. That's why you don't hear any echoes. I've been doing a lot of work down here, and oh my god, I mean, the ceilings are so high that it took an enormous amount of egg crates, egg things, eggshell things, soundproofing things, and pieces of foam. You know, I had to glue them all over the walls and the ceilings and stuff, and I had to relocate all the dripping water things, to other rooms and stuff. Had to put crazy tracks all over the walls. It almost looks like something from M.C. Escher, the way they're running. Okay, yeah, that's not even funny. What am I doing? You guys, I'm going to do pranks today. And I'm sorry about last week. I said last week I was going to try and do two shows and a hobo show, and all I did was that one show with very little stuff in it. So this is going to be the week that I really get shit back on track here with the whole show thing. I'm glad you guys have been so patient. I've had a minimal of people, just yelling at me on YouTube comments and in emails and stuff, telling me to hurry the fuck up and do a new show. But this is it. I'm finally going to do it. I'm going to get more shows done this week. I'm sure of it. There's going to be two shows minimum. Just like there was last week. Oh, and one other thing before we get started. You guys have been amazing, being supportive about this whole thing ever since I announced it. And a lot of you have been upping your Patreon donations, and a couple people just donated through PayPal. Just kind of sent money to me to help support the show, help me buy new equipment, help me shop for a lawyer. And that's pretty amazing. I really appreciate everyone who's done that for me. And I've gotten a lot of emails from people just kind of telling me to hang in there and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And of course, I'm still behind on my emails, like now more than ever, because I've just been busy constantly since this whole thing began, trying to fix everything around the house that the computers not being there have broken, and looking for a decent attorney, and I don't know, it's been a busy week or so now. Thank you, though, everyone who's been supportive on the Facebook and sending in money and just sending in nice comments and emails and stuff to me. It seriously feels really great to have all the support and everything, you guys, so I really appreciate it. A few people have suggested that I set up some sort of an Indiegogo to help me with my lawyer expenses, and I'm sure if I did that, you guys would just be amazing about it and help me out as much as you can, but I don't really want to go that route because, as it is, you guys are all supporting me with Patreon and the website and just everything else. So if you want to help out, consider signing up on phonelosers.org/cactus or patreon.com/phonelosers. But I still feel like this whole thing, you know, even though it's related to the show, it's still my own stupid fault for logging into something that I shouldn't have. And it feels like my own dumb fault instead of anything else. So by supporting the show, you're supporting me and you're helping me with everything else that I'm having problems with here. And that's pretty great that you guys are doing that for me, even before the whole incident happened. You guys have just been amazing about supporting me and the show and everything else. Thanks, guys! I don't know what else to say really about the whole thing, so I'm just gonna abruptly end with a commercial. Here's a commercial, you guys. This is one of our sponsors.
Your new official Ice-T phone line.
This is Ice-T, and I'm just cooling out waiting on you to call me on the Ice hotline.
Here's your chance to connect to Ice-T. Call 1-900-909-1100. Push that button. Dial it now.
Come on, call me up and chill out with me on the phone for a few minutes.
$2 the first minute, 45 cents each extra minute. Be sure to ask your parents' permission. It's Dev, the new Ice-T phone line.
Yo, make that call.
Call 1-900-909-1100. Ice-T is waiting now.
I have a list here from a guy named Eric. It's a really long list. I know I'm not going to do the entire thing today, but Eric says, "Hey, longtime listener and fan of PLA, here's my neighborhood's complete directory for you to use. It's a small, private, gated community called something something, mostly full of older, retired residents who aren't exactly the nicest folk, and also quite grouchy and grumpy, who act like they're living in a fancy multi-million-dollar neighborhood. Also, a lot of houses here have the Trump sign in their lawn, so do with that what you may." This was sent on November 2nd, by the way, so a little bit before the election happened. And he says, "Thanks a lot, Cactus Cactus. And hopefully it was okay for me to say your name, and you don't get thrown out of your neighborhood or anything like that. I still can't spoof numbers yet, I haven't set that up, but I'm going to be calling from the Carding voicemail line again, the Google Voice number, which is, I don't know, a few states away from this place. And I kind of feel like people aren't going to pick up for out-of-state area codes, but I guess I'm going to give it a try, because that's what I'm doing right now. Here we go. This first guy's name is Jim. Let's see if Jim is browned.
Hello?
Hey, Jim. This is Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Yeah?
And I just needed to let you know, whoever you're using to get your lawn mowed, their mower is too loud. It's exactly 23...
What the?
23 decibels
What's
too
that?
Loud. What?
Okay.
I don't know why.
I'll fire the son of a bitch.
Okay, just let him. No, you don't have to fire him. We're not trying to cause problems. I'm just saying it's 23 decibels too loud.
Dave.
What?
Are you being? What's your last name, Dave?
Wilson.
And what are you on, the PCC?
No, I'm on a laptop.
You're what?
I'm on a laptop.
No. Are you a member of the PCC?
Oh, of course. Yeah. With I'm just letting you know about the noise problem. We've been getting complaints.
Dave, there is no noise problem.
Well, and
I do not have anyone hired to cut my lawn. I cut my own lawn.
Okay, so it's you that owns the hobo lawnmower that's too loud. So get a new lawnmower.
I don't own a hobo lawnmower. You have me confused with someone else.
Well, we put sensors in your yard, and it told us that there was 23 decibels too many.
Dave.
Dave,
if you're a practical joker,
no.
It's not very funny.
Not to
you. If you're a member of the PCC, you better come over and talk to me. Don't call me up.
Well, I don't want to come over because that's too inconvenient. That's why we have phones.
Well, I tell you what, Dave, you can go screw yourself.
Do you want to get kicked out of this neighborhood?
Dave, you don't have the authority to kick me out of this neighborhood.
Oh, yes, we do. I'm with the Homeowners Association.
Oh, no, you don't.
The
only thing you can do is refer me to the adjudicatory panel.
Or
do you know who's on the adjudicatory panel?
We could just start levying random fines at you until you're forced out of the neighborhood, because we don't have to put up with loud lawnmowers. It's 2016.
Dave.
Get an electric, idiot.
You must be joking, right?
No, you're the one that's joking. I'm trying to make a serious call, and you keep laughing at me, making
Dave,
threats and stuff.
You're an idiot.
Well,
Dave,
at least I own a nice lawnmower.
Dave, there is no requirement for noise levels on
lawnmowers. Oh, yes, there is.
Fairfield Harbor.
You look at your rule book. You'll find out.
Dave, I study the rule book all the time because I am on the adjudicatory panel.
Oh, you're so full of crap.
I'm the person who hears these cases that you idiots refer.
Well, if that was true, you would have a nicer lawnmower that wasn't loud.
That may be true.
Yeah, it's completely
but
true.
But anyway, what day did you put these sensors in my yard?
We don't have to tell you. It's a part of the investigation.
Okay, Dave, I tell you what.
Just letting you know, we checked.
You and whoever else is on your committee can go straight to hell.
I thought you were on the committee.
Okay.
All right. We'll do that.
I'm on the adjudicatory panel.
Yeah, well,
I'm on the adjudicatory panel.
Well, that's the low rent panel. That's the hobo community panel. Well, I'm with...
Good, Dave.
I'm with the homeowners.
I am too, Dave.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Dave, let me interrupt you for a second. Who's the current property manager?
Oh, I don't have to tell you anything, because you're just making up names and just telling stories and stuff.
Okay, Dave, it's good to talk to you.
You too, bye-bye. Jim. Have a nice night. Get a new lawnmower. Okay, he's gone. Doot-doot. Well, so far, so good with this list. I wasn't even calling from the right area code, and I don't know, that was amusing, I guess. All right, you guys, it's been, 30 minutes since I made that call. Through the magic of pre-recorded internet radio, I have done some things in those 30 minutes. Mainly, I've gotten the Blink client set up again. Basically, the doo-doot machine. Here, look at this. I'm going to dial a number, just a random number. I'm not even going to let it connect, and now I'm going to disconnect it. Look at that! We got the doo-doot back! I don't have to do the doo-doot anymore! It's a Christmas miracle! So, as I said before, I do not have my Asterix machine set up yet in my house. It's been taken by the FBI. But I still have my accounts with FlowRoute and a couple other SIP providers. You know, those are the things that connect to my Asterix box that allow me to receive and make phone calls. But apparently I can just hook that directly up to a SIP client on my computer here. And I'm using a SIP client named Blink. It's a piece of crap, but it's what I always have used for some reason. So what I'm getting at here is that I can now make phone calls. I cannot spoof yet, I don't think. I'm going to have to go to the Flow Route website and see if I can spoof from the website, you know, if I can set it up that way. And the main reason I just did this is because I've been dialing out from the Carding voicemail line, and that works great until someone calls me on the Carding voicemail line, either a listener or somebody I've just talked to. You know, they get my phone number, so they can just hang up and call me right back now. And that's kind of a pain in the ass because I can't figure out how to turn off the ringer on Google Voice. It just keeps making that noise until I hang up and it interrupts my calls. And I'm sure you guys don't care about any of this stuff, but I've got Blink working again. I cannot spoof numbers, but here's the cool thing. The number that shows up on a caller ID, I just called my own cell phone. And the number that shows up on the caller ID is my account number with FlowRoute. It's a 8-digit phone number. It starts with a 5. It doesn't really look like anything. Like, I imagine on a caller ID box that shows you the city and state that's calling you, it's just not going to know. It's going to be blank. It's going to be confused because it's not a real phone number. So this could work out well until I get things fully set up here again. So let's see how this goes. And I guess if you hear someone, being weirded out about the phone number that I'm calling from, then that's why. It's a weird 8-digit phone number that doesn't make any sense. Next on the list is Barbara. I tried Barbara earlier, and while I was calling her, I got interrupted by a phone call coming in on the PLA voicemail thing.
Hey, you got the Albanese's answer machine. And spring is finally sprung. So are the Albanese's. We're out getting our tight bodies bronzed with the sun. We're out boating. We're out looking at all the beautiful flowers. You know, sometimes you should stop and smell the flowers. And we're doing a lot of that. And, you get the birds and the bees. That's making me horny. Anyway, just leave a message. And we'll get back to you. Only if we like you. Have a good day.
Memory full.
I bet it is. What the hell was that? I really kind of wanted to leave him a message. Nobody's picking up anymore. They're afraid of my wacky 8-digit phone number. It confuses them. That must be the problem, right?
Hello, and thank you for calling. I'm unable.
All right, next. Isn't it amazing to have the Dadoot back? That's the real reason I did all this. I missed my Dadoot. I think that's probably really the only reason you guys listen to my show is for the Dadoot. And that's been missing for the past week. The past week of one show. So this is a good thing. We got the Dadoot back, you guys.
You have reached Chris and Paul.
Hello?
Hello, Frank?
Yeah.
Hey, Frank. This is Roy from the PPCC, PPC, the Homeowners Association thing. You know?
Yeah.
And we just needed to let you know that your lawnmower is just a little bit too loud, and you're going to have to...
I don't know who you're calling, but...
I'm calling you, you, Frank.
I live in...
I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm with the homeowners. The community thing, you know, and
my lawnmower's too loud.
Yeah, I'm just saying it's a few decibels too loud, just not very much.
I don't have a lawnmower. I have my lawn cut by a service.
Right. Okay. Well, you need to talk to the service and tell them not to have such loud lawnmowers because people are complaining.
Who are you? I don't even. Who are you?
Yeah. Exactly. I'm from. I'm just letting you know that your lawnmower is a little bit too loud, and besides bothering the neighbors and making it too noisy.
Who are you? What's your name?
My name is Roy, for the third time.
Roy what?
No, who?
Roy who?
Correct, yes. And I'm just letting you know about the lawnmower problem. Just talk to your lawn people.
You know what, Roy? This is ridiculous.
It's not, what?
You know, lots of lawn services. I don't need to talk to you about this. Goodbye.
Well, no. You have to. You have to talk to me about it. It's required by the homeowner's rules. The rule book. Hello, Frank? It didn't go Dadoot, you guys. There's no Dadoot. It shows we're still connected. I think maybe he was on the other line. Maybe that's why he had to go so quick. I think he just clicked over. So if I sit here and wait long enough, he'll probably come back eventually. But nope, I'm not going to do that. Instead, I'm going to hang up and I'm going to call this other number that's here for his, for his listing. But this one is for his wife, Gail. Let's see if Gail picks up. And I was trying to say the PPCC, whatever that other guy said. He's trying to tell me I shouldn't be from... or I should be from the PPC or whatever. When he said that earlier, I thought he was trying to accuse me of being on drugs or something. I was very offended by that.
Hi, this is Gail. I can't get to the phone right now, but please leave a message.
Darn it, Gail. I guess she's just not there. Oh, well, let's move on to the next one on the list.
Hello?
Hello, Ermigard?
Yes, speaking.
Hey, this is Roy from the homeowners.
Yes.
And I just need to let you know that your lawnmower is way too loud. It's over 50.
We don't have a lawnmower.
Right, but whatever service you use, their lawnmowers are way too loud, and you have to tell them to get better lawnmowers, because we don't allow that kind of noise in this neighborhood.
You're kidding.
No, they need to get electric lawnmowers or something, you know, or get those little Roombas.
I want you to listen to, talk to my husband. Hold on. Well,
how come I can't just talk to you?
Hello,
Frank?
This is Don.
Oh, yeah, that's what I said. Don. And Ermigard.
Yeah, who are you calling?
Oh, I'm calling Don and Ermigard. I just needed to let you know that lawnmower that your lawn service uses, it's way too loud.
And who is this calling?
I'm calling from the Homeowners Association.
And your name?
My name is Roy.
Roy what?
No, Roy who?
I'm afraid I don't understand what your gripe is.
Oh no, it's not a gripe. I know. I know you don't own a lawnmower. I'm just calling to let you know that whoever mows your lawn, you need to tell them to turn down the volume on it.
I don't know how you turn down a volume on a gas powered mower.
Well, no, it's all modern lawnmowers have volume knobs. You probably don't know because you just use services now.
If you have a problem, send me a letter and I will see if I can respond.
Well, I don't want to send a letter because that costs money. That's like 48 cents.
Well, I don't know who you are or what your problem is.
I already told you.
I'll talk to you some. What did you say your last name was?
Who? H-O-O.
H-O-O.
Yeah, you know who I am. You said my last name to me. You said, this is Roy who? So you know who I am. I don't know why you're pretending you don't.
I have no idea who you are. And I have no idea why you're calling. There are 10,000 lawnmowers out here, and I don't have one. And whoever cuts my lawn is no louder than anybody else.
You're going to be the one that gets the fine.
Goodbye.
It's your yard. You're going to get the fine for being too loud. I guess I should move on to a better idea. The whole lawnmower thing. I don't know. The first response was pretty good, sort of. That first guy, who, by the way, called me back because my phone number was on his caller ID. And that lady's name is Ermigard. It kind of looks like the Ermigard girl with the goosebumps. And I kind of wanted to bring that up, but she just, you know, just got off the phone, put me on with her husband.
Hello?
Hi, Abigail?
This is her.
Hey, it's Roy. I live, down the street or around the corner. I'm over on Pelican Drive. I'm your neighbor.
Okay.
And I was wondering if perhaps you guys might have found my wallet in your backyard. I lost it there last night.
Why were you in our backyard?
I was running. I was running away from someone. They were chasing me.
Hon, you can talk to my husband.
Why? Why can't I just talk to you? What the
Hello?
Heck? It's night. Hey, Joshua, it's Roy. I'm your neighbor. I live over on Pelican.
Uh-huh.
And I was just wondering if you guys might have found my wallet. I think I lost it in your backyard last night.
How? You lost it in my backyard?
Yeah. I was running through your backyard. I was being chased by someone. And, I was being chased by someone, and, kind of had a scuffle right in the middle of your yard, and I think that must have been where I lost my wallet.
Is this a joke?
No, it's a very serious thing. All of my stuff's in there. All my credit cards, debit card. It sucks. I'm going to have to cancel everything and get a new driver's license.
Right.
So I was just wondering if you guys had seen it.
No, I mean, like, were you close to my house?
Not close to. I don't remember, really. I was running really fast because this guy was chasing me. He was He's really, he's a fast runner.
Well, what's your address?
I'm over on Pelican Drive. 907 Pelican Drive.
907. And how'd you get my number?
I looked in the directory.
Oh. It's a little weird, man.
You called me and you're running.
I mean, I don't appreciate y'all running through my yard, but no, I didn't find a wallet.
Yeah, well, it wasn't on purpose, it's just where the chase took us, and we ended up right in the middle of your yard and had a scuffle, and I managed to get away, but have you been in your backyard? Do you think my wallet's out there?
No.
No to which part?
No, that I know. I haven't seen your wallet, man.
Okay.
And what's your phone number? So in case I find it.
Oh, it's on your caller ID. Can't you just look on your caller ID and just call that number? That's me. My name's Roy.
Your name's Roy. What's your phone number?
It's on your caller ID. Just look at it. It's the caller ID. The area
code. What's your phone number?
It's 923-45.
Huh?
But look, just like, so you don't, have you checked your backyard, or are you going to, or?
Well, this ain't a legit fucking phone call, man. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Why do you say that?
So if you call this number again, it's not going to be a good day, brother.
I'm just calling to get my wallet back. Did you steal my wallet? Are you a bunch of thieves?
Right.
Did you just find it and you thought maybe you'd...
Thief. Okay. And if you come through my yard again, it's not going to be a good day for you.
Well, I mean, I was getting chased. It wasn't my fault. Some guy was chasing me.
I don't give a fuck who is chasing it. Don't come through my yard again.
Well, I didn't tell you who was chasing me. I'm just saying I was getting chased. It's not my fault. That was the only way for me to run.
This is fucking ridiculous.
Why? Right. It's ridiculous that I lost my wallet. I'm sorry that my loss inconveniences you. I don't see why you're being so rude. I mean, come on, we're neighbors. There's no reason to be a jerk. Hello? Oh, weird. I don't know. It didn't disconnect. I had to hang it up myself. So maybe that previous guy, maybe he didn't flip over. Maybe it just doesn't disconnect as well or something when I have it hooked up this way. I don't know. Holy crap, though. That guy was rude. I mean, come on. What if I was a legit person? What if I really was his neighbor and I really was being chased through his backyard? And I really did lose my wallet. Then I would just be screwed because this guy is a jerk and won't talk to me about it. There's no reason for him to be like that to me.
Hello.
Hey, Barbara?
Yes.
Hey, this is Roy. I'm a neighbor of yours. I live over on Pelican Drive.
Oh, okay.
And I was just wondering, we've been having this problem with microwave beams going through our house. And,
oh, really?
It turns out we tracked the source, and it's your microwave in your kitchen. I was wondering if you could turn it about 23 degrees to the west.
Sure.
So it'll
do that.
Yeah, because that way it'll point at Michael and Sharon's house.
Think you got the wrong people.
What, isn't this Barbara?
Yes, it is.
Oh no, it's definitely you. I got some high tech equipment, and it's a RF tracker, and it checks what kind of beams are showing up at your house.
Yeah.
If you could just move your microwave the other way.
It can't.
Why not?
It's built in the house, and we're not about to move our house 20 degrees.
Right, but you could do it. Just get a smaller microwave up in that space and then just turn it, like, 23 degrees west. That's all I'm asking.
Well, we have to use the microwave for you to have microwave beams, and we're not using the microwave.
I think it's like stray microwave beams. It happens just because it's plugged in. Just because you're not using the microwave doesn't mean it's not taking power. It's got to have power to run that clock on it.
I don't think you know what you're talking about.
Oh, you just
listen to you in the background. I don't know who you're.
Oh, you're a creep. You're a creep, Jerry. Oh, holy crap! What the hell? You just listen to her phone calls, you weirdo.
You're calling me a creep?
You are a creep.
I wish I had your number and I could report you.
It's on your caller ID. I'm your neighbor. I was just asking for a simple neighborly thing. I don't see why you're being a jerk.
Are my neighbor?
Yeah, I live over on Pelican.
You do? Then why are you calling me a creep?
Because you're being a creep. I was talking to Barbara, and you just pop up on the line and say, telling me you've been listening the whole time.
Creep. You live on Pelican?
Yeah. This doesn't need to turn into a big deal. I just wanted you to move the microwave just a few degrees to the west.
You what now?
I just needed you to move your microwave. Just turn it a few degrees to the west. 23 degrees should do it.
We can't turn our microwave.
I already explained all this to Barbara. I thought you were listening like a creep.
You know, I want to know what your name is.
Apparently you weren't listening very well.
Well, does she know?
I don't
believe you live in... I'm gonna track this call, and I'm going to report you to it if you do.
Why?
Goodbye.
I didn't do anything wrong. It's just a request. I'm just asking you to be neighborly. That's all. Okay. He's gone. I guess they're a family that just doesn't believe in science or something. I thought I laid it all out pretty clearly for them, but they just didn't get it.
Hello?
Hello, is Marianne there?
Speaking.
Oh, hey, Marianne. It's Roy. I'm your neighbor. I live over on Pelican Drive.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering, do you think you can turn your TV down at night? I can hear it all the way over here. It's really distracting when I'm trying to sleep.
What time of night are you talking about?
Well, just around 8 o'clock. I go to sleep really early because I have to get up at 4.
Who are you?
Hey, explain to your husband it doesn't work that way. You can't just shout across the room. You have to be on the phone.
I'm on the phone.
Oh, hey, Alexander. Yeah, I was just wondering if you guys could turn your TV down. Just at night.
Where do you live?
I'm over on Pelican Drive.
Well, I'm on Caracara, so it's not me.
Well, no, it's definitely you. I can tell
it's
coming from your house, and I'm just trying to sleep, you know? I have a job where I have to get up.
Sorry. Goodbye.
Well, just can't you... Jesus. People are so unneighborly around here. I'm starting to feel bad for the guy that sent these to me because, oh my gosh, your neighbors are all jerks. Can't go along with a simple request to try and make my life easier. Here, let's try these next people. Maybe it's their TV. Maybe I was mistaken.
Hello?
Hello, Kenny?
Yes.
Hey, Kenny, it's Roy. I'm your neighbor. I live over on Pelican.
Yes, sir.
And,
yes, sir. How are you doing?
Pretty good. I was just wondering if you could turn your TV down at night. I can hear it all the way over here. It's really annoying when I'm trying to sleep.
You're on Pelican?
Yes.
Yes, sir. I live on Coral Reef.
Yeah, I know. And I can hear your TV all the way over here. I mean, you must be deaf or something. I was just hoping maybe you could turn it down just a bit. Just a few notches.
Are you kidding me?
No, not at all. I work. I have to get up early in the morning. So I'm usually going to bed around like 7 or 8 at night.
Yeah.
So if you could just turn down the TV maybe around that time, that'd be really nice of you.
I don't even listen to the TV at night, man.
Well, I don't know how you can't if it's up that loud.
But you live on Pelican, and I live on Coral Reef.
Right, yeah, just turn it down. I mean, it's way too loud if I can hear it all the way over here.
You're crazy, man. That's on the other side of the harbor. I live on one side, you live on the other side.
I know, so turn your damn TV down. That's all I'm asking. It's just a simple request.
My TV's not up. But, I mean, if it's a problem, you want to meet me or something, I mean, you know, we can deal with it.
Well, that sounds like a threat, and I'm not trying to go that direction. I'm just saying, you know, just turn it down a little bit. Just be nice and turn it down.
I don't listen to my TV at night, man.
Okay, well, tell your wife to turn it down. It must be your wife.
Yeah, my wife don't listen either.
Well, maybe you just don't know her that well. Maybe she listens all the time. You just don't pay attention. Maybe try being a better husband.
Yeah, where do you live at?
Over on Pelican. I already told you.
Yeah, what's your address? I'm saying
907 Pelican.
907. What's your name?
My name is Roy.
Roy, as in last name?
No, just the first name. That's all. I had my last name expunged from my birth certificate.
Because
Roy is good enough.
I got you.
Yep.
Okay, and you know my name as, what's my name?
Why don't you know your own name? I already said your name.
I can't remember what you said.
Oh, okay, well you responded to it, so it must have been the right one.
Huh, well anyway, Roy, Let's see. 7-8. That's a weird number. See, it must be doing some kind of like reverse call. This must be a prank or something.
A prank? What are you talking about, a prank? People don't make pranks in 2016. Come on.
Yeah. But anyway.
What are you saying about my number? My number is weird or something? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
It's probably just...
Well, anyway, Roy, you may got the wrong neighbor. I live on the other side of the harbor, so, you know, sound don't even carry that far at night.
Oh, yes, it does.
So, but,
Yes, it can. It, like, TV signals, they go through space and stuff, like across galaxies. Didn't you ever see the movie Contact?
Very interesting.
I'm pretty sure it can go across a few streets if it can do all that.
Okay, well, you have a good day, man. I hope you work it out. Thank you.
Well, I apparently won't because you won't help.
Hello?
Hello, Helen?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy. I'm your neighbor. I live over on Pelican.
Okay, hold on. Hon?
No, no.
It's not for him.
It's for you.
Oh, okay, Roy. What is it?
Jeez, okay. Oh, I was just wondering if maybe you guys had found my wedding ring. I think I lost it in your backyard last night.
Your wedding ring in our backyard?
Yeah, I think I lost it in your backyard last night. I was just wondering if maybe you guys had happened across it.
What were you doing in our backyard?
Oh, I was just laying out there, you know, just enjoying the night air and looking at the stars.
Hold on a second. Hon, you better get it.
Why him? Why can't you get it?
Because he knows more about it than I do.
About the backyard?
Hello?
Hello, Fred?
Yes.
Hey, I was just asking Helen if you guys maybe found my wedding ring. This is Roy. I live over on Pelican. I'm your neighbor.
No.
Okay, I think I lost it in your backyard last night. I was hoping maybe you guys may have found it.
Are you calling the right person?
Yeah, Fred and Helen.
Yeah? And you're Roy who?
Yeah, I'm your neighbor. I'm over on Pelican.
Well, I live on Caracara.
Yeah, I was just out for a walk last night, and I went in your backyard, and I just kind of laid out and watched the stars for a while.
I didn't even look.
Oh, you haven't been back there?
I wasn't in the backyard. You're welcome to come look tomorrow. We're doing a daylight if you want.
Oh, maybe I'll come back tonight at 3 in the morning. I thought maybe you guys might have spotted it.
No, I didn't. I didn't go out in the back at all.
Yeah, it's a really big wedding ring with lots of diamonds on it.
Oh, geez, maybe I'll go look.
Yeah, well, you know, don't take it. It's worth a lot of money. I don't want to lose it.
Well, you come on out if you want. Come and look at it. I'll put the outside light on for you.
Okay.
Might help you a little bit.
Okay, yeah, could you leave that on all night in case I happen by?
Just rather not. You can call me. I'm up till usually about 1 o'clock.
Oh, I'll probably be there like 3 in the morning or 4 in the morning or something. I just like to just kind of hang out in people's backyards and look at the stars, you know?
Well, what are you doing now? Why don't you come over soon? What, are you working or something?
Yeah, I'm at work right now, but I'll be home later.
All right, let me know. Give me a call. What's your last name?
Okay, well, you're not going to find it and just keep it, are you? Because...
Pardon me? No, I'm not going to go look for it. What's your last name?
My name is Who? H-O-O. Roy Who.
Okay. All right, you live on Pelican.
Yep, that's the one.
Okay, all right. Good enough. I'll put it on when I go to bed.
You'll put on my ring?
Yeah, I got your ring. I'll put the light on for you.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I misunderstood you. I thought you were being a wise guy.
No, I'm not a wise guy.
Well, it sounds like you're being a wise guy, threatening to steal my ring and then saying you're going to wear it to bed tonight.
Just an odd call. That's all I'm saying.
Jeez. What, now I'm odd? Can't believe you're calling your neighbor odd.
Well, no, I'm getting an odd call. I never got anything like this.
Oh, I see. Yeah, no, it's not that odd, really. I just lost my ring in your backyard, that's all.
Okay. Wish I'd known you'd been out there. I would have come out and talked to you or something.
We'll talk to
all me. Right, I'll leave the light on for you.
Oh, well, no, I don't want you coming out and talking to me while I'm hanging out in your backyard. I just prefer to be alone.
Well, okay.
You know, just alone with my thoughts and looking at the stars. Enjoying the night air and everything.
I got trees on the back. I'm surprised you're able to see the stars.
Well, you know,
it's a whole big lot next to me.
All the leaves are falling. Well, yeah, but the lot's ugly. I don't want to hang out there.
Well, these don't have leaves. These got pine cones. Well, pine needles.
Yeah, you know, all the pine needles are falling off for the winter. So I can see through them a little bit and see the stars.
Okay.
On a clear night, I can see the ISIS.
Good enough. I can do that.
The space station, I mean, not the terrorist group.
Yeah. All right. Good enough.
Hey, don't hit touch tones at me. That hurt my ear. Nothing. Never mind.
Okay.
Do you think Helen found it? Do you think Helen found it, and maybe she's just keeping it for herself?
She's got one leg, and she don't go in the backyard.
You don't let her in the backyard?
She's got one leg.
Well, she can still go in the backyard. It's okay.
She gets stuck out there. We had some trees removed, and it's all humps back there.
Oh.
So let's cut the crap. I'll leave the light on for you, and you can come and look as you please.
Okay, well, thank you.
I just hope nobody shoots you, that's all.
Well, who would shoot me? Oh, my God, now you're going to shoot me?
Not me. I know you're coming.
Oh, well, who would shoot me? Nobody's going to shoot me. That's crazy talk.
Well, this whole conversation sounds crazy. So if you want, I'll leave the light on for you. If you don't want me to leave the light on, you can come by tomorrow when it's light.
Oh, if you could, please, okay? Just leave it on all night. Don't turn it off until 6 a.m., please.
Yeah, sure, okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye, Fred. Give Helen kisses for me. Oh, yeah, it's the ISS, not the ISIS, the space station. Holy crap, I suck. I can't even get acronyms right. There's going to have to be a new wiki page, one titled Acronyms that RBCP doesn't understand or know how to use or something. I don't know. Don't do that, please. I don't need that. I feel bad enough with the words I can't pronounce. Forget I even mentioned it.
Hello?
Hello, Kate?
Yes.
Hey, this is Roy. I'm your neighbor. I live over on Pelican.
Yes.
And I was just wondering, I don't know. I was looking through your trash the other day on Trash Day, and you've got a lot of cardboard in there. It seems like you could put that all in the recycle.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, just seems like the right thing to do, you know, to recycle properly. And It's hard not to notice whenever I use your trash can that you've got all that cardboard in there.
What are you talking about?
When
would you use my trash can?
Well, because I don't want to use mine. Sometimes it's full, and I usually bring all my trash over to your house. Ma'am, hello? Oh, we lost Kate. All right. Let's just move on to the next one.
Hello?
Hello, James?
Yes.
Oh, hey, it's Roy. I'm your neighbor. I live over on Pelican.
Okay.
And I was just wondering, it seems like every time I use your trash can outside on Trash Day, it just seems like you have a lot of stuff in there that could be recycled, like plastics and boxes from cardboard and stuff.
You must completely have the wrong number, because I don't even put my trash can out there.
Oh, what do you do with your trash then?
Well, that's my business.
Well, no.
Why are you calling me and asking me this?
Well, it looks like it's in front of your house. Maybe it's your neighbor's. I always thought it was yours. I've just always, brought my trash over to that one.
Well, I think you brought your trash over to someone else's trash?
Yeah, well, because I don't want to pay for a trash can and all that stuff, so I just bring it over.
Oh, so you just let somebody else pay for your trash?
Well, no, they're paying for it anyway for their own trash, and they don't use it as much. I guess it's your next-door neighbor,
right,
though.
So you're just, instead of paying for your own trash, you're allowing them to pay for your trash to be hauled away.
Yeah, well, they don't use up all the space, so...
That's not the point.
It kind of is.
They're paying... No, it's not the point. They're paying for that.
Well, what do you care? It's not even yours. And I want to know where you put your trash if you don't have a trash can. You just flush it all down the toilet or something?
Yeah, I flush it down the toilet. You're an asshole. You know that?
Why would you say
that? You really are.
Why would you say that?
What? Because you're using someone else's trash.
It's not even
they're
yours.
They're paying for that.
And you're the one that...
And you know what? You know what? They're my neighbor. I like them. So I'm going to tell them to watch because you're putting your trash in their trash can that they're paying.
I like my neighbors,
to somebody
too.
Take away.
You're the one that flushes your shit, your trash down the toilet, and that's stealing from the water company.
Now, excuse me, sir.
What?
You need to mind your own business.
Well, you mind your own business. You're the one sticking your nose
I
in my
didn't
trash.
I call you.
But you say you're going to tattle
I
on
did
me.
Not.
You said you're going to tattletale on me to your neighbor. Uh-oh, I guess he hung up. Yep, there he goes. He's gone. I can't believe the one guy that got pissed about that was the one that it's not even his trash. What does he care? I mean, geez, I was trying to do a nice thing. I was trying to get him to recycle better. And he just has to freak out at me and just not even care about the earth. And what the hell does he even do with his trash if he doesn't have if he doesn't put a trash can out?
And forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Pretty sure he's doing something sketchy too. It's probably him using his neighbor's trash can all the time since he can't even afford his own.
Hello?
Hello, Sam?
Yes.
Hey, Sam, it's Roy, this your neighbor over on Pelican.
Yes.
And I just noticed whenever I use your trash can on trash day, it seems like you have a lot of materials in there that you could be in the recycle bin instead.
What?
When I use your trash can to throw away all my trash, I've just noticed that you have a lot of plastics in there and stuff.
That's not me.
Are you sure? Because I don't know. It seems like every time I throw my trash bags into your trash can, I see
Why
things.
Why would you throw your trash bags in my trash can? You talking about the condo over there? Pelican? I don't live on Pelican.
No, I live on Pelican.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I come over and put my trash in your trash can because I don't want to pay for it.
Not mine.
What do you mean not yours?
What trash can are you talking about?
Oh, the one that goes.
I don't have a trash can.
It goes out on trash day.
I don't have.
Oh, maybe I got the wrong person. What?
Yeah, I think you do. I don't know what the heck you're talking about.
Well, what do you do with your trash?
Well, I put it out, but it's full. You don't put it in mine. I don't put it out until...
Well, no, I smash it down. You live over on Bluebird, right?
Yeah.
I just smash your trash down with my foot and throw my own stuff in.
But, I don't believe that.
Well, no, what I'm saying is that you just have too much stuff in there that could be recycled, but you don't recycle. And
I beg your pardon. I do recycle, so I think you're messing with something you don't need to.
Well, no, but you could recycle better is what I'm saying, because you have a lot of paper-based...
That's my choice, you know? Okay, so you just buzz off, okay?
Well, hey, don't use that word with me, sir. Oh, my God, he told me to buzz off. That was so incredibly rude. I've never been spoken to that way in my entire life, you guys. I think I'm about ready to quit. You know, I hate to admit it, but I think at this point the Roycipients, they've won. They beat me today. It wasn't so bad until someone told me to buzz off. Now I'm all bummed out and stuff. And this lady's not even answering.
Welcome to the voicemail of...
Okay, let's... I just have two left on this page. They're probably not even going to pick up. But I was starting to think that they don't do trash cans in this neighborhood. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hey, Cheryl?
Yes!
Hey, it's Roy. I'm your neighbor. I live over on Pelican.
Oh! Okay, I thought this was what? It's an out of town.
Oh, that's weird.
So I thought, we can't have more politicals, can we?
Oh, yeah, I hope not. I've been getting so many political calls lately, it's been crazy.
Yes.
Well, anyway...
So what's up?
Well, I just wanted to let you know, you know, I always throw my trash in your trash can, and I've been noticing that you're not recycling that well as you could, anyway.
No, I moved from my... Wait a minute, you must have the wrong person.
Well, you're on Jewel.
I used to live on Jewel Court. I no longer live there.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I must be using someone else's trash can then. I've been using your trash can for like a decade now. I just throw all my stuff in it, but I guess you moved. I didn't know that.
I didn't know you threw your stuff in my trash can.
Yeah. I've always noticed, and it seems like it's getting worse, that you don't recycle as well as you should.
Well, it's not me. It's my new the new owner of the house.
Those
he probably doesn't know any different.
Okay. Do you know his number? I should call him up and tell him when I use his trash can, he's not recycling good.
I don't know his number because I really never met him.
Oh. It's okay. I'll just leave a passive-aggressive note on his door.
Very fine.
Yeah.
Help yourself.
I'll tell him to, you know, learn how to recycle, stupid. That's what I'll say. I thought
very
it was
good.
I thought it was you, but I guess not.
No, it wasn't me. No, yeah. I don't live in anymore.
Oh, okay. Well, I had no idea. Well, I hope you like your new place.
Okay. Thank you.
And bye. All right, thank you. Bye. Yeah, whatever. A likely excuse. Trying to convince me that they moved so they don't seem like bad people. Let's try the last one on the list. This one is Ron.
Your call cannot be completed at
Ron's.
Please check the number.
Must have moved too. So that's the end of the list. I've called everyone. Well, I mean, no, not everyone on the list. That is one page of the list that this guy sent to me. And there are like 30 pages to this thing, so I've got a way to go on this list. I've only gotten through one page, and I'd say, I don't know, maybe 30% of them answered. Which isn't too bad, you know, it could have been better, I guess, if I had a real phone number calling them, a real local phone number. But I guess this works too. It's a weird phone number, 8-digit phone number, and they seem to pick up okay with it. But I am going to return to this one, maybe later this week even. I'll just, finish off a few more pages of this list. I don't think there's any way I'm going to get through the entire list because there's so many numbers, and eventually they're going to get warned. You know, the Homeowners Association is going to tell everyone, or the neighbors are just going to talk to each other and say, hey, if you get a call from a weird phone number like this one, and he says his name is Roy, it's definitely a scammer. It's trying to scam you out of your information. That's what they'll say to each other.
This is Carter. This is Officer Jones with the FBI. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, it's an officer with the FBI. Okay, that makes sense.
This is Mr. Jim Collins. Just calling to provide you with the sound effect because I understand your hang-up sound effect is out of commission for some odd reason.
Well, it was. I fixed it today.
And,
you're too late.
I'm going to provide you with one right here. That's your new hang-up sound effect right there, straight from my mouth to your ears. Enjoy.
What a nice gift. Thank you so much. That was great. But unfortunately, I fixed it in this show because it was driving me crazy having to dial from a website, even though technically you did it first because this voicemail was from 5 days ago.
Hey, buddy. I'm sorry to hear about your problems with the FBI. They're always a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Thanks for trying to do your
Tell
show
me about it.
With your equipment all messed up. I did want to point out for you, though, that if you need to get an Asterisk server up and running, pop on down to your local Radio Shack or wherever you go and pick up a Raspberry Pi. They're like $34,
mm-hmm.
and you can actually run an Asterisk server on a Raspberry Pi. Just Google it if you don't believe me. It's fantastic. So,
sounds like witchcraft.
I hope you're back up and going, and I hope the guys down there leave you alone and give you your equipment back. You don't deserve this. You are the light of my life.
Aw.
Cactus. Bye, dude.
Come on, I deserve it a little bit, or they wouldn't be here. I've heard about the Raspberry Pi Asterisk thing, and I guess I could look into that. Does it run as well as on a PC? I'll definitely look into it. Maybe that's would be a good solution. Those things are, what, like $20 or $30 or something? That seems like a fair price for an Asterisk server.
Hey, Brad, it's Justin, FBI. We just wanted to...
Is this going to be like every voicemail now? Everyone's going to pretend to be with the FBI?
...inform you that your case has been turned over to to Fox and Mulder, so it's officially an X-File, and we just...
Crap. And it just cut off. That wasn't me. That's his fault.
Hi, RBCB.
No, here
this
we go.
Justin.
Hey, Justin.
FBI. Want to let you know
the guy impersonating an FBI agent on the show that the FBI is currently listening to. What a great idea.
Case has been transferred over to Scully and Mulder.
Ba-dum-tsh.
And that's you're gonna there, it's now officially an X-File. So, yep. All right. Love you, buddy. Okay, bye.
He says X-File like I say butt slammed.
There, it's now officially an X-File. So, yep. All right. Love you, buddy.
Okay, maybe not. It didn't work that well as it does when I say butt slammed.
Dang. Now the FBI knows Brad illegally downloaded a whole bunch of episodes of The Walking Dead.
Shh, you guys, stop. Maybe they won't notice that. Damn it, guys, shut up.
Oh, boy, you know you have no representatives. I'm glad to see that you're alive and well. And I hope to hear you soon. Take care, Brad.
Thanks. Hopefully I'll remain that way for just a little bit longer.
Hey, Brad, what's going on? So, I don't really think you're raided by the FBI.
Okay.
I think you're really the doppelganger of Steve Bannon. And I think you've been avenged this week.
What?
So, if you want to let us know the truth, you know, just come out and say it. It's okay. FBI, yeah. Okay. All right, take care, Brad.
Damn it. This guy's letting you all in on my joke, on my big scam, where I pretend to be raided by the FBI so you guys will send money for my legal defense. Damn it, my whole story is starting to unravel.
Hey, Brad, this is Disloops. I was just wondering if that's the first time you've ever been raided. I know you said somebody tried to swat you before, but, like, what, you know, give me your top three scariest or most serious experiences with law enforcement, and wish you the best. Bye.
Top three? I don't think I have top three. I mean, I've had plenty of run-ins with the authorities and stuff, but I think the most serious one, it happened here in Oregon also. Back in 1996, back in the day when long distance was still really expensive, and I had a lot of places to call, so I stole a lot of phone calls. And that one, it wasn't the FBI, it was just the local police. But they did show up, and they took everything, like just everything, everything with a wire on it, just everything electronic, plus my two computers and I don't know what else, just tons and tons of stuff. And I eventually got it back, but I think it took, I don't know, maybe 6 months or something. And nothing really happened after all of that, you know, like I just lost all my stuff and I had to go to court a bunch, or a few times, not a bunch, and I had to pay a fine and I got my stuff back. And then the other one that I can think of was when the state police showed up. I think it was two or three guys that showed up. It was a state police investigator and two computer guys, and I think they came in and cloned all of my hard drives or something like that. And that was related to a friend of mine that was hacking something, and I think he really was hacking something. And my name got brought up somehow, so they came down and visited me. I wasn't even doing anything on that one. But holy crap, my hard drive has been copied by authorities like three different times in my life now. And this most recent one was definitely the most serious one. Or it seems like it is anyway. I guess we'll find out eventually. Whoa.
Hey.
Hey.
I was doing
Jag TV.
Just fine before you called me. The FBI came and took my shit away.
Aw. I'm being serenaded.
Hey, you're son of a fucking bitch.
I'm being serenaded.
Called the FBI and they came. I know you called the FBI. They're coming to take everything and I need so much, phone loser, take me away, and whoa!
Wow.
I changed the song too much, now I don't know where I'm at.
Thanks, Jag TV.
Shit, you know? But, I was saying pulverizing the cell walls in the last voicemail. I just screamed it like an idiot.
Yep.
Alright, thanks, Brad, I love you, honey, baby, sweetie pie.
Thanks, Jag
Fingering
TV.
And vaginas and whatever. Hey. And hobos and glory holes. Alright,
yeah.
Fuck you, bye.
Hobos.
Fucker. Ugh! Yeah, that was,
the hell, that was a great song, Jag TV. I wish you'd record that one professionally and put it on your next album.
Hello, Bradley.
Hello.
Just calling back upon your mother's request. Just wanted to clear some things up. First of all, I do appreciate you playing my voicemail on the show.
Anytime.
That was great to hear. However, don't necessarily appreciate you equating me to the possibility that I may have caused the fucking FBI raid on your house.
Oh, you know you did it.
A little bit rude and slightly incriminating.
It's all your fault.
So, I will be informing your mother of this.
Shit.
And, you can consider yourself as good as grounded.
Damn it.
Again, thank you very much, and, have a wonderful weekend.
What a shitty month I'm having.
Hey, Brad. This is Chris Phillips.
Hey, Chris.
Listen, I was listening to the Total Recall Fusion whatever show for, like, July 9th, 2015.
Oh, yeah, that one.
And you were pranking these, like, old folks with their cars and stuff. Anyway, point is, I think from now on, a good idea when you butt slam somebody with a gerbil, just straight have them, if they're nice about it, just straight up have them say something like, hey, who's your favorite radio station that you get butt slammed by? And have them say something like, I just got butt slammed by 104.3 The Gerbil. Just for the hell of it. All right.
Bye, baby.
See ya. Texas, good luck with your FBI stuff. Okay, bye.
Thanks. That is a good idea. I can't believe I haven't done that before. I did that, like, 10 or 15 years ago when I was doing those payphone pranks. I remember the lady, I talked to her and her daughter, and I'm like, hey, who's your favorite radio station that likes to trick you and play mean, rotten jokes on you or something like that? Not that I'm trying to take the idea from you, I'm just saying. But yeah, you're right, I should be doing that. Why am I not doing that? You know, the whole thing with pretending to be with a radio station, it serves two purposes. One, it lets them know it's a prank, so they won't, call the cops and do whatever else they were going to do. And two, it's to piss them off further, because they don't want to give me permission to air the thing on the radio. And it would probably piss them off even more if I insisted that they say, who's your favorite radio station that... Whatever. You're right. I need to do that. Thank you. I will do that. I promise. That's going to start happening.
Hey, Brad. It's Roger. I'm from St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, Roger.
Just calling to cheer you up. Sorry to hear about your recent legal problems.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for bringing that up. I'd completely forgotten about it. I was in a great mood, and now you're just bringing it up again. Okay, whatever.
Cheer you up a little bit. What kind of exercises do lazy people do?
I give up.
Diddly what? Squats.
Nah.
Yeah, they do diddly squats because they don't do anything. Hope that cheers you up.
That was Olga level humor.
Get out of this situation, and we can get some more phone loser action. We love it.
Aw.
Talk to you later.
Thanks,
bye.
Roger, for cheering me up and stuff.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird. Bird is the word.
Don't you know about the bird? Okay, yeah.
Well, everybody's talking about the bird.
All right.
Yeah, deuce.
Great burr, voicemail.
Bird.
Okay, thanks, Gigawatt. And iPokesmot, that was a great voicemail. I usually delete all of your voicemails, but I'll leave that one because you were playing the bird song, giving me a bunch of YouTube copyright strikes, probably.
Oh, Ruprecht, the monkey boy on the scene.
Hey, Ruprecht.
I like how you just nonchalantly, after informing us of your deal with the FBI, which was also said nonchalantly.
Yeah, well, come on, what am I going to do, freak out and just start crying and stuff on a show? I did that before the show.
Stated about you getting swatted, I think you said, back in April.
Yup.
I got to give you like a round of applause for holding that in.
I'm used to
not
it.
Not giving it away on a show and not really lashing out or just freaking cutting everything out altogether. Because that would have been like the very next show. And it would have been what whoever did it wanted. But I'd be like, you stupid motherfucking piece of dog shit.
That's what they want.
Get the fuck off my damn, podcast or whatever.
Yeah, basically you would have reacted like a recipient.
But anyway, Roy, big ups to you. Keep going. Don't let the haters bring you down.
I'll try.
Snowplow's got to keep rolling. We're going to make it through the haters and the trolls. And PLA for life, go plow forever, cactus cancer,
thanks,
cut this,
Ruprecht.
Cactus, and I don't know, I'm just all I got.
You're the best.
Hey, Roy, Miguel B. here.
Hey, Miguel.
I just wanted to express that I heard your comments on the FBI and your recent show, for which I'm sure you'll be punished for accordingly by your lawyer and whatever other, whoever.
Probably.
But I just wanted to say that, in my view, you're doing fun things. You're not being malicious. You're being cool.
Yep.
You're being all that stuff.
Following the rules for the most part.
Like that one guy said who left a message recently, you actually affect lives that you don't even know you do because of what, your good nature, and you're making perhaps people understand more even about what's going on around them. Anyway, dude, I just wanted to express that.
Aww,
take care.
Thanks.
Cheers.
Cheers to you too, fake Miguel. Or I mean Miguel B. The other Miguel, not the real Miguel. The hobo typical Miguel.
Hey, what I meant by being punished accordingly.
Look, it's Miguel again.
Miguel B again, sorry. that, you know, yeah.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't call you not the real Miguel. You're just as real as the other Miguel.
Didn't really talk about shit going on during whatever. But anyway, it's cool because, you know, it raises awareness that, you know, the FBI, look, they're just out, you know, they have to follow their job's shit too, you know. People make complaints to them and then whatever.
Yep.
But
that's why you gotta follow the rules so people don't complain and they don't come to you in the first place. And that's the problem. I didn't follow the rules.
No. Given all the problems these days, your kind of prank calls, and I've listened to a lot of prank calls, by the way, based on your, you know, what do you call it?
Philosophy.
What you said, you know, check out these other people you've said. And I've listened to those other people, and I don't really accept for the possible emergence of XYZ because he's a young gun, and he likes to follow rules also,
yep.
And he's generally benevolent, as he says, and I guess you are too. But anyway, dude, all I'm trying to say, and I'm not trying to get this on the air on a snowplow show or nothing.
Too late.
Dude, just maintain the course. Be totally cool. Do your stuff like you should accordingly. Have fun. Get us all off like you're doing. And,
okay. That's going to be my new goal for all shows,
and
to get you all off.
Commend you. Take care.
Thanks again, Miguel.
Hey, Roy. This is Chris from Cactus Link. We're just here to tell you that we are moving the Situation Room from Roy, New Mexico to Burnt Scrotum, New Mexico.
Crap.
We are sorry for the inconvenience, but you'll have to move 5 miles up the road.
This is bullshit. This is bullshit, you guys. I just got all my equipment moved down into this cave underneath my house. Now I gotta move again. The new place probably doesn't even have a cave.
Hey, Roy, it's a freak show. Hey, you did stir up some shit with Dollar General over here.
Oh shit.
You've been the talk of it for the last couple of weeks. The Dollar General is open now, and the places you called are afraid of closing because of them coming in. So, just wanted to say, it was great, and I had walked into, Sandy's and heard them talking about it. I had to walk up before I started laughing. And it turns out
awesome. There's
another Dollar General about 5 miles from here, and the manager's name is Roy. So
I
just want to say it was great, and you really got this little town confused. So thanks for doing it. Cactus.
That's pretty great. I hope they all realize it's a joke at this point. They're not going to all descend on the other Dollar General with pitchforks and torches and stuff.
I don't have any incredibly awesome things to say other than happy Thanksgiving, Mr. Bradley.
Thanks, Corbin guy.
Called to say hi. I haven't been harassing you enough. Anywho, listen to your show. Sounds like you've been up to some adventures.
Yep.
And
I guess
best of wishes to you and your family and everyone else this holiday season. Alrighty, well, I'll be bugging you in the new year. Take care.
I can't wait. Bye. What, not till the new year? That's like 2 months. Or I guess it's a month. Where are you going for a month, Corbin guy? What are you doing? Anyway, that's going to do it for the voicemails for this episode, and that's going to do it for this episode. I have 87 voicemails sitting here that haven't been played yet, so if you've left a voicemail in the past few months, it's my fault. You know, even before this whole FBI thing happened, I was getting really behind on shows, but I am going to get caught up this week. Maybe not with all the voicemails, but you know, I'm going to start doing shows again, try and get back on my minimal schedule at least. So if I suck this week and I only do this one show, you guys should definitely start yelling at me as much as possible. And I'm serious because I don't really have any excuse. I think I've got all of my equipment stuff running. I almost didn't get a show done today because I had to do a bunch of equipment stuff before I got started. And then I stopped to, set up the Blink SIP client or whatever. But now everything is more or less working the way it should, and I should be able to do more shows. So once again, thanks everyone for being understanding of the lack of shows and everything. Thanks for your support. Thanks for emailing me and saying nice things in the voicemails and everything. And thank you once again to Nicholas W. for sponsoring today's show. Everything went more or less as planned on today's show. I didn't get rated, so thank you, Nicholas, for sponsoring the show. Here's a song. Bye, everyone.
Shut the fuck up. You're a fucking cunt. Shut the fuck up. You're a stupid cunt. Suck my dick. Shut the fuck up. Stop being a fucking cunt. Shut the fuck up. Nobody even wants you here. I just wanna let you know, you're a stupid fucking cunt. Go ahead and run your mouth, pussy, I don't give a fuck. You're a stupid piece of shit, you're a stupid fucking bitch. Get the fuck up off my dick, get the fuck up off my dick. Like, please end your fucking life, please end your fucking life. I really gotta emphasize, no one cares if you're alive. You're a fucking penis hole, grab a dick and eat it whole. I need to know if you were dropped when you were just a fetus though. You're so fucking ugly and your face is fucking foul. Jeez, you're so fucking loud. Can you shut your fucking mouth? Can you shut the fuck up? You're a fucking cunt. Shut the fuck up. You're a stupid cunt. Suck my dick. Shut the fuck up. Stop being a fucking cunt. Shut the fuck up. Nobody even wants you here.
Yeah.
Your fucking mouth, you're just really fucking dense. If you hate me, why you talking? You don't make no fucking sense. Got a sad life, sad life. Go to fucking hell. Are you stupid or disabled, man? I can't fucking tell. Man, you're a fucking dumb shit. You don't even run shit. Get the fuck up out my face and go to hell and eat a dick. Come and catch these hands, boy. Come and match these bands, boy. I'm not crazy, I just do it all because I can, boy. I hope you fucking die in a high speed car crash. I hope you fucking fall head first and get your neck cracked. I hope you have some beautiful children that die from cancer. I hope you catch Zika when your wife gets pregnant. I hope you win the lottery and die the next day, and your daughter has to see you getting lowered in your grave. Like,
that was a little dark. I'm sorry. That was a little dark.
Very poor taste.
Shut the fuck up.
I shouldn't have said that.
You're a fucking cunt.
Actually, no, I should have.
Shut the fuck up.
I didn't say enough.
You're a stupid cunt. Suck my dick. Shut the fuck up. Stop being a fucking cunt. Shut the fuck up. Nobody even wants you here.
You're calling me a creep?